Oh, yeah, come on. Thin Lizzy. Boys are back in town. Well, some of them are anyway. With free agency, some of the boys did stay in town.
Yes, and the big boy stayed in town.
Yeah, the big guy did. I know you guys are happy about that. It is time for Puck Off. Frazier Smith here, Andy Picaro, Joe Bartnick. We're all in the studio here at All Things Comedy in Burbank, California. And it is free agency in full effect. Moves happening all the time. But before, on the eve of free agency, you got the big fish that you wanted, Joe.
Well, we got our fish.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore does not have to come down.
Yeah.
Which is all I really care. I did not want to have another. Not paying attention, Evgeny Malkin, Geno signed 4 years, $6.1 million a year. After seeing Yags go, 20 years ago, I just did not want to see one of our Mount Rushmore guys. It's real easy to pick the big four. You don't want to see one go away mad. You don't want to see one go away at all. And he loves playing for us. And at 6'1", you're not going to get anybody better.
No, that's a great price. But Andy was saying, and I'll let him say it, that, he might have gotten some more if he just waited a day, some more money.
Well, for me, it was a curiosity thing. If I were him, I would just be curious to see. Even if I was staying in Pittsburgh 100%, I'd be curious to see what the phone calls were. I mean, he's never been a free agent his whole life. I mean, officially, he's never been a free agent. He probably won't ever be a free agent. So I think that I thought he was just going to see what the number was. And I really was reserved to him leaving, and I thought it was fine. I was really okay with it. I thought that I would root for him wherever he went, if it wasn't Philly or Washington or New York. As long as he didn't go to those three places, it was going to be fine. So I was just really rooting for a West Coast jersey or logo to pop up with his name on it. And I was at House of Pies last night, and I'm refreshing my Twitter, and I see that he signed. I was so excited. I was prepared for him to go. I was okay for him to go, but I was as excited as I've ever been for them to retain a player.
Now, how much money do you think more he would have gotten on the open market?
Depends on how many years.
$8 million for 2 years, maybe $7.5 million for three.
Uh-huh.
He's a superstar. That's how you know how he's big, is he was on the ticker on the lead on regular ESPN, Evgeny Malkin going to test free agency. That was one of the two or three big stories in all of sports. I think some people in Pittsburgh, they because we have Sid, they forget that the man won three Stanley Cups. There's not too many guys walking around that are drop dead Hall of Famers, won three Stanley Cups, that are, 101st best player of all time.
Well, he's a big hitter.
The Pens have five cups, three Conn Smythe winners. Mario, Sid, and Gino. And for them all to stay Penguins, never wear another logo, I mean, that's really an incredible feat.
Yeah, and just all the highlights he brings. I mean, he's name recognition. Everyone knows Gino.
Sure.
The casual hockey fan knows Gino.
Yeah.
And he's staying home. And it's just a great thing. And
How about that price, Joe? Is that a good price for him?
It's a phenomenal price for him because, it's 6'1". That's great. And I'm going to move to this point, but I just want to say that, people want to say this, they got to change the team up. They got to change the bottom 12 guys. That's who stunk in the last. They don't have to change Sid, Gino, Rusty, Snake, and now we re-sign Raquel, which I like. I don't like 6 years as much, but $5 million for Raquel, I love.
Well, you got some of your big guys in now. Now you can
fix the bottom 12 guys.
Yeah.
There's the guys that stink. And here, I'll make this statement now, too, since we've last spoken. Christopher Letang re-signed.
Yeah, you got it.
6 years, 6.1. Is 6 years a little long? Yeah, but when Sid leaves, it's over anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a good price for him, too.
I think it's a phenomenal price. If he only made $6 million every year for the last 5 years, I wouldn't have bitched about it.
Yeah, that's a fair price.
Because, okay, maybe you're not the best defenseman. It's $6 million.
But that's a good price.
It's a great price for Letang.
The fact that him and Malkin ended up, they're going to be making less money this year than they made last year. Last year they were like $16 million against the cap. This year they're about $13 million against the cap. I mean, it'll take Hextall a long time to be loved in Pittsburgh or even liked in a way, but he did a good job with those two. I don't think anybody saw both of them staying, and especially for $12 million combined.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, you've got two players that cost the same as Connor McDavid. I'm not saying I wouldn't rather have Connor McDavid, but you keep two all-stars, perennial all-star players for
you kept two of your biggies for a pretty good price.
1.5 Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
1.5 Hall of Famers for less than Connor McDavid. They were saying that Montreal was going to give Letang 9 for 4. And when you look at Seth Jones and you look at Darnell Nurse, I can see paying Letang that. I don't want to, but I can see other people.
Why do you think he didn't go to Montreal?
I think he likes playing in Pittsburgh with Sid and Gene. I want to keep that together. I mean, at some point, he's already a millionaire.
Yeah, he's got money. Yeah,
what's,
sure.
You know, for us, it's like, you know, I can't even make, you know, whatever. Hey, do you want to go play the B room for $2,500 or do you want to play the A room for $2,000?
Yeah.
I'll take the A room for $2,000.
Yeah,
at some point, it's like.
Yeah, and I think that also we forget the pressure on French players in Montreal.
Sure, in Montreal.
At the end of their career, in your 30s, playing defense, making $10 million or $9 million. The first bad giveaway, and we know he does that a couple times, he's going to be getting a lot of flack. I think I wouldn't want to play in Montreal.
Especially at that kind of money. Yeah.
My latter years. That's a young man city.
And there's Pittsburgh media and some of our my friends. Some of them are my dear friends. That, you know, they haven't won anything in 5 years. Change it up. But then there's guys like Letang and Gino. And I think Sullivan that look at it and say, hey, one big elbow and our third string goalie. Or we're probably in the conference finals.
Yeah, you
can't. And you can't say that if you're in Montreal.
No. That's right. Hey, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We'll throw some cold water.
Who are
water
some of the other big names still out there, guys?
Let's go with who did get signed.
Okay.
Then Andy's going to check at the end if anything happened while we're still on the air.
Okay, sure.
The one cold water on the fire is my boy, Big Nick DeLaurier. 4 years to the Flyers. What's the number? Andy, know the number?
I do not know the number.
Ooh, okay. I don't like that, though. He's a Flyer-type player, for sure. But I was hoping to get him for the Red Wings. A lot of teams wanted that guy, I would think.
Every single team wants Big Nick. The funny thing is he has no one to protect in Philly. He'll be protecting Tortorella from the fans.
Yeah, I don't... Philly just still seems like Cliff Fletcher. I just can't figure him out.
So here's the big news coming out so far. Vinny Trocheck, 8 years, 5.625. Huge for the Rangers. You'd rather have him than Mr. Strome.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's a good one, yeah.
I like Vinny. I don't think he is Evgeny Malkin. And I wanted Malkin over him, but as a Pittsburgh kid, I love Trocheck. That's huge for the Rangers.
It's good for the Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really good for Trocheck. I mean, an 8-year deal in New York, you know, it'd be comfortable. I feel like these 6-year plus deals have started to become really prevalent in the league. I mean, I don't think we saw this even 5 years ago.
But I think once you get above 4 years, you take less money. He obviously took less money.
Oh, yeah, because you're guaranteed to have the money coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just in general, though, I mean, he's way more than a 5.6. If you mentally think that he can replace Evgeny Malkin, then he's worth more than $5.6 million.
Yeah, and the way they structured it.
Or Kadri or whoever you thought he was going to replace.
The way they structured it is weird, too. Like, Gino got a $3 million signing bonus, something like that, the second he signed.
$4 million.
And he's going to be making like $8 million next year, and then it ticks down to where he's making like $1 million the last year to just front load it, give him all the money early, and that makes them more willing to take a pay cut.
Well, sure. And if there's an injury involved, you hope there isn't, but then they're out after those years anyway.
Well, the buyout, everything still counts against the cap.
Against the cap.
Oh, yeah, okay,
and,
right.
But they're more tradable. Because there's less money paid out by the team you're trading them to.
I don't know about Letang. Gino has full no trade.
Yeah.
Full no trade. So he's not going. He'll retire.
He'll retire a Penguin.
Speaking of keeping the band the same, the Tampa Bay Lightning, Mikhail Sergachev, 8 years, 8.5. Cernak, 8 years, 6.25. Cirelli, 8 years, 6.25. Huge. Three incredible. I mean, you talk about getting Sergachev and Sorelli, all three of those guys, just the best.
Yeah, and they socked them in. That's good for them.
Incredible work by Breezeball.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's why they're going to keep competing.
They're bringing Nemestikov back, which is interesting. I don't have the number on him, but they obviously liked him.
It was a lot of years.
I could see that, yeah.
It was like six year one, is it? I think.
Yeah.
Now it's just how are they, you know, it's moving the pieces now. He was lucky a couple times getting the pieces. We all know who the top guys are now, but how are you going to move the pieces?
I don't know. I feel like there's a name there that won't be there at the beginning of the season. It just seems like
will it be Andre Palat?
What about Palat? Where is he? What's going on there?
So far, as of our starting,
still on the board.
Still on the board.
He's one of the one guy I thought would go.
Oh man,
at 12:01.
Yeah,
a lot of people would love him.
Well, that's the thing. There's probably seven teams talking to him right now.
Yeah.
The Detroit Red Wings signed a big fish, Andrew Kopp, 5 years, 5.625. Well, it's the same number as Trocheck, but just three less years.
I like that, though, for the Red Wings.
It's a great move for the Red Wings.
Great price, too.
Yeah, they also get, they got Olimata, they got Sherratt, putting a little team together over
there. Yes, we are.
In Detroit.
Yes, we are.
Did you see Blashill get hired by Tampa?
I was talking to Andy about that before the show, yeah.
Isn't it weird how Detroit takes Tampa's assistant coach, and then Tampa turns around and takes Detroit's head coach?
And he was calling it inside baseball.
Yeah, it does seem like
it is. Yeah,
the Islanders and not the Islanders, the Lightning and the Wings, they have that Stevie Y connection. Does seem to be a little bit of a connection there with players moving and certainly the personnel.
Well, you probably say Blashill's not a bad guy. Hey, can you give him a job?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm glad to see him land somewhere too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did you guys a good job.
Yeah, he did.
It was just time. It was just time to move on.
Yeah.
Well, I think even he knew once they were going to get better, he wasn't going to stay there.
He outlasted, I thought, about 2 years than he should have.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just keeping Disco Dan away was a good job. Now, the other guy besides Big Nick that I coveted, which I still think if we had these two guys, we would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'll go to my grave thinking this, is Josh Manson stays in Avalanche. 4 years, 4.5. That is
good move by them.
Oh, my God. It's dirt cheap.
Unbelievable price.
He must love playing there because he took way less money.
Well, he's with a winner.
He's absolutely with a winner. And, he wants to be there for when they raise the banner. He'll be right there.
Yeah.
Just like,
that is a great price for him, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Just like Sid set the tone of take less money to be competitive, McKinnon, how can you argue for more money if you're in Colorado and you know what McKinnon had been making these past like 6 years?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
People go there to win, not to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think he's making... I'm a Dumo supporter. I love Dumo. Okay. But he's making as much as Pettersson. And he's making as much as... he's making less...
Marino, right?
And Marino...
Marino makes four.
He's making... the big cat, Matheson. He's making less than Matheson.
Well, you know, when Andy just... When Andy just mentioned, though, McKinnon, I think he makes six. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
For that guy.
Well, I think it's, and I really do think that sets a tone for an organization to be like, okay, everybody take $1.5 million or so off what you thought you were going to get, and we're going to try and win.
It sets the tone with every team. You know, I mean, you know, Bergeron didn't make much money, so Rat took less.
Mm-hmm.
Sid doesn't make his max.
You need that first
so
guy.
So Gino
that.
Yeah. makes less. That's what they do, that's how you win.
That's true. Yeah.
Speaking of winners. I was going to go, we won't go there. Speaking of which, Duncan Keith retired.
Well, what a great player. I think it's time to go, but what an amazing player. What a great career, right? 17-year career, I think.
Three cups.
Yeah.
Better player than Malkin. He's in the top 100.
Tremendous player.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he very quietly makes the list of top 20 defensemen in the NHL, maybe ever, almost.
I would say, probably.
That's a good summer programming. I don't know. That's close.
Yeah, that's close.
Like, he's not getting in the first 15, but maybe 20, 25, maybe.
Yeah, that's summer programming. We had some minutes to talk about.
It's coming up.
Brent Burns goes to the Carolina Hurricanes. Is that magnet opening up his checkbook? How are they affording Brett Burns? Isn't he like a $10 million a year guy or $9 million guy?
Yeah, he's high. You know, I don't know. I think that...
some guys are leaving, though.
I think Carolina is even more all in than they were last year. I think that, you know, that team thinks they can win now, and I think that ownership group is going to spend money right now and they can win. I love Brent Burns, and at times last year he was old Brent Burns, getting pucks through, getting him to the net. But his game with age changes more than a guy like Letang. Like, I don't think that Burns still brings exactly what he brought. I don't mind the move, but I think Carolina could have spent that money.
That's a lot of dough, right?
Yeah, yeah, a little wiser.
Yeah, I would think for his contract, they should have went out and got someone that can. I would have. I mean, go get Johnny Hockey. If you're going to spend $9 million on Brent Burns, he makes at least like $8.5 million.
He makes definitely over $7.9 million. He makes somewhere in the eights minimum.
Yeah, go get Johnny Hockey, right? Because your big problem is you can't score a big goal. Isn't that been the
that
big
is really their problem? Yeah.
That's the big. That's yeah. So that doesn't solve it. That doesn't solve that.
No, and Johnny Hockey's still on the board.
Okay, we got Kool-Aid. The Boston Bruins traded for Pavazaka, a guy I always liked, and gave away Brett Holland to Jersey. I guess that means my other note that I thought they were close to re-signing Krejci. I guess Krejci said no. There was rumors that Krejci was coming back.
They must have really
hated Cast people coming back from Europe. Right? I mean, yeah.
I saw that was the rumor. They might have been coming back.
Yeah, but I like Zaka. That's a good one. Ian Cole, Tampa Bay, getting $3 million for Ian Cole. That's great. Letty, who people kind of liked, he's staying with the Bluesers. Schultze's going $3 million to Seattle. Here's a huge one. Great deal. Adrian Kempe, 4 years, $4 million a year.
To stay at home?
To stay with the Kings.
I gotta keep him.
I said this on my skate. How fire his agent.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
$4 million.
That's pretty bad for him.
He was the all-star representative.
Yeah.
He led the Kings in goals, I believe.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, that's low for him.
How could he sit in the same locker room as the guy they just got?
Was he restricted, though? I think he was restricted, which means he would have had to go into arbitration, and he would have had to risk maybe getting less than four. I don't know, but we talked about this.
If Dan Heinen was thinking he's going to get $4 million in arbitration,
he's going to get three. It looks like, and that's too much.
Well, that's why we didn't. Qualify him. Who am I thinking of? Not Forbes. Who did the? I'm losing my mind. Who did the Kings just sign? They traded for and signed
from the Wild.
Fiala.
Fiala. Yeah. How can you sit in the same locker room and make half the money Fiala does? I'd rather have Kempe.
Kempe's making half of what Fiala got.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fiala's making over $8 million.
Gee whiz,
like
wow.
8-1 or something like that?
Yeah, that's not... bad agent.
Kempe is great.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's their future.
It's one of those things where I guess this deal probably brings him to the UFA mark, and he'll try and have the big contract then. But yeah, I didn't get it. I thought it was a ridiculous low amount.
Really low.
I mean, that's not just me liking the guy. That's he was at the All-Star game.
Yeah. No, he's... Yeah. He's their future.
Georgiev will replace Kemper, who found greener pastures... in Washington, D.C. Kemper was in Washington, in Colorado is Georgiev.
Yeah, that's interesting. What do you think about Georgiev going there?
I liked Georgiev to the point where I was naive to think, well, why is everyone talking up this Igor kid who was in the minors? I thought Georgiev was a pretty good backup.
He was.
Obviously Igor surpassed him and is incredible. I think Georgiev took a little bit of a step back in the last couple years.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. But how good do you have to be?
To be a backup.
To be the Colorado number one if they did it with Kemp. I don't think Kemper.
Is he the number one now?
Or Frank Kuz.
Yeah.
Frank Kuz,
they played pretty well.
It'll be a battle probably, but I think Georgiev.
I think they can live with that and put those $3 million to a kind of ridiculous contract in my mind, and that is Valeri Nichushkin.
Well, we haven't mentioned the one ridiculous goalie thing that's happened yet, but it's brought a lot of people to say, I know they heard Friedman even mentioning it, that if you look at the past 15 Stanley Cups, there's a lot of goaltenders that just got it done. They weren't, Marty Brodeur or Waugh or Dryden. They just got it done. They had a really good team in front of them. Vasilevsky obviously is a huge exclusion from that. But Toronto seems to be going with look, we just need a guy back there. I think Colorado sees the same thing. We need somebody who's good enough he makes a little bit of money.
Well, Toronto got Murray, right?
Matt Murray. They did.
Which I don't get at all. But
do you think his better days are over?
He played 20 games last year, and then he got concussion issues. So he had to pass a physical to be eligible to be traded. I don't know what Kyle Dubas is doing over there. I really don't. For me, I love Matt Murray, and I hope he wins the Vezina this year. I root for that.
When he was good, he was really good.
And I root for that guy. I'll root for him forever. He won 2 Stanley Cups as a Penguin. I will always root for him. I don't get how a team on the verge of winning that needs to win, wants to win now, brings in a guy
that's
that played 20 games last year.
Good point.
In the NHL.
I would take him over. I think lightning in the bottle with Murray, who has something to prove. He gets a goaltender coach he likes. Kyle Dubas had him in juniors. I don't like giving Jack Hughes his $5 million. Jack Campbell. I don't like that.
That's a lot of dough for Campbell.
For a guy who's definitely a flash in the pan. Here's something you know in Toronto. Murray's won 2 cups. I would have went all in. I would have just thrown someone off a skyscraper and went after Kemper.
Kemper's the guy.
If I was Toronto,
yeah, Kemper's
or
the
somebody
guy. That's a good move.
Or somebody else, or Georgiev. To be honest,
I guess
with
Flower
you.
Was the big one.
Yeah, that's right. Either one of those.
Yeah,
two
I would have taken Flower. But if you're telling me a flyer on Campbell, I mean a flyer on Murray, take a chance on Murray, or having Jack Campbell put your feet to the fire, and I want 5-6 years when what you giving me 3 good months
and $5 million. Wow. I agree with you, Joe. Kemper would have been a good call there.
You know?
Yeah, because the pressure will be on Jack to win now in Edmonton. Now they got everything. You know, or enough. Now they got enough to win.
That certainly helps out.
And I don't mind Samsonov as the backup to Murray. Because if you go with the theory that you just kind of have to be decent, is Samsonov, say Murray does bring his head off a crossbar by accident or takes a puck high or craps the bed. Is Samsonov that much worse than Jack Campbell to be decent to win a playoff series? I mean, who the hell's Jack Campbell ever beat?
Well, I think
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know,
that's serious. Why I say Kemper would have been
Kemper for sure. I'm just saying, like, I don't.
I agree, and I think there's a good chance he is starting towards the end of the season, Samsonov. And I mean, I remember thinking that with Murray when in Ottawa a couple of years ago, and he ended up playing for Binghamton at the end of the season. I'm a Murray. I don't want to trash Matt Murray. I love Matt Murray.
But there's a decent chance Muzz comes up there and does well.
I hope so. I really do.
Well, the piece they needed, that's what they needed, and they didn't really go after it.
They didn't keep Labushkin. Labushkin went to Buffalo, which, what? I don't. He gives not one of. How do you play in Avalanche, in Arizona for all those years and then get a taste of winning and then get right back to Buffalo? He must have like Stockholm syndrome.
I think he got a taste.
Like, why would you?
He got a taste of reporters being in the locker room, maybe. Maybe he likes getting out of the arena early and stuff. If you're a Maple Leaf, you're answering questions for an hour and a half after every game. If you're playing for the Sabres, you're in your car.
What about Talbot going to the Sens, guys?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I mean, would you rather? Would you rather play 1A, 1B with the Flower and maybe have a chance of winning? Or do you want to go to Ottawa and drive an hour every night to the rink and get 90 shots thrown at
you? Definitely not win. I mean, Ottawa, I think they did get better. They're not good.
Here's the fun news. Fraud Giroux.
Here
Three
we go.
3 years in Ottawa.
Here we go.
Good. We will never have to hear about him again. Go smack a cop up there again, fraud. Go get frostbite. I hope he gets bit by a rabid Eskimo. Goodbye.
Going back to Cam Talbot for a second. With Cam Talbot, Ranta came in last year. Georgiev, and of course Igor's there. How many good goalies did the Rangers draft? They drafted more starting goalies. A lot of teams haven't drafted one goalie as good as any of those 6 guys in the past 10 years. But all these guys wore a Ranger sweater at some point. It's really impressive.
You know, we did forget this because it happened right after we left last week, is that on draft day, Ottawa did get Alex DeBrincat.
Yeah, which none of us get what happened in Chicago.
I don't get it at all, because then Kirby Dach went to Montreal that day, and then just today they signed up, they signed Max Domi and our buddy Andres Athanasiou. They gave AA $3 million.
Who did?
Chicago.
Chicago did? Oh, did they? Yeah.
Weren't they both one-year deals?
I believe so.
It looks like they're just trying to field the team next year.
Oh, man.
And I think that Patty Kane, if you're Patty Kane, I know you want to retire a Hawk, you love Chicago, but
you think he's gone?
You're watching that team be pulled apart from all sides.
Why did Brinkett, I guess everyone's asked that a million times, but why? I don't
understand. I thought he'd be a guy you would go and build your team. I could see getting rid of Kane and Taves before I saw getting rid of
Brinkett. Back-to-back 40-goal seasons. How do you get rid of a guy like that?
I mean, who are you building your team around? The draft pick you don't have yet?
Like, what is he, 24 or something? Or?
Yeah, he's 40 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's 24 years old or something.
Seriously, if you would have put a gun to my head and said, who would you trade first? And you guys know how much I love Patty Kane. I would have traded him before DeBrincat.
Absolutely. Yeah. At this point, yeah.
Not the best player out there, but considered the best player available this summer was DeBrincat because he was on the trade block. And, you know, I don't know. I really don't know what Chicago's doing, because now you're right. The best players left are older. They're not building around anything. They're not building towards anything. They're giving out these 1 year deals to third liners. If I'm Patty Kane, I'm telling my agent, like, you got to get on the phone.
You think you would want out now?
Yeah, not because you hate Chicago or you hate the Blackhawks. Because you really want to lose for the last 5 years?
And you see that
years?
The team is being dismantled. Yeah,
I mean, it seems like they're going to have to hire Brian Burke. Trying to get rid of these famous. Trying to get rid of these Hall. It seems like he's the guy that comes in to get rid of Hall of Famers. It didn't work this time. Here's a good news for you, Frage. Ville Husso, now a Detroit Red Wing. The good goaltending right there.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
I like that too.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And honestly, why didn't Toronto go after Husso?
It's another guy.
You know?
Yeah.
Another guy. But this isn't even. I mean, I just think there's a better chance of Muzz putting together a run here than Campbell being good for 5 years.
I agree on that.
That's just my. If you're going to go out, Kyle Dubas is going to go out in a blaze of glory, burn the ships. You might as well burn them with Muzzin.
I mean Muzzin
with Murray.
Murray, yeah, I agree.
It's funny news. Romanov, the big defenseman from Montreal that we all kind of like, he got traded to New Jersey, but he's still under control of Vladimir Putin.
Uh-oh.
And he may not come back.
You know, that's another thing I just want to bring up quickly, because I know we're dealing with free agency, but what's going on with the whole Russian thing? Kirill, I hear, is having... I heard that he can't get out and that they're going to make him do military service.
I had bad information last week. I said he got out because that was the report as of when we taped. He didn't get out.
He did not get out.
He was at the airport. He tried to leave. He tried to fly to like one of the other countries over there, not even to America, and they wouldn't let him leave.
And I ran into Ian Begg, and he thinks it's that he's in the military, he said, that they made him go into the military.
Well, they said that he faked a military ID. I don't know what that means. I don't know how you fake a military ID. I don't know why you would or you wouldn't, but I guess it's a big deal in Russia, and it's a possibility.
A $10 million player, and he can't come back?
It's a possibility. Wow. I mean, it's getting really
heavy.
And the Flyers lost another prospect. They lost another Russian draft pick that is now reporting for military duty. They lost a goaltender last week. So this is getting... This is really affecting the hockey. I mean,
well, you
obviously
know,
people are affected way worse than
hockey. You know what Bag's theory was, and it's a little out there, but he was saying, I see a trade, Brittany Griner for Kirill.
You know what? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if... an NHL player and a WNBA player equal out in world trade. But
no, what's Brittany Griner make? Like $300,000?
Yeah, somebody said that if she was LeBron, she'd be home by now. If she was LeBron, she wouldn't need a summer job in Russia. She wouldn't be making extra money playing
basketball. If she was LeBron,
basketball.
She'd have her own airplane. She was,
LeBron's not looking for a job in July.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, where can I get some extra cash? I'll fly to Russia.
You mean one of the 10 most famous people in the world
ever
versus a woman that could walk in here and I wouldn't know her name? I think we have a new intern who's really tall.
6'9".
Well,
I mean, like, come on. If she's LeBron. Yeah, if she was LeBron, give me a break.
Yeah, it was her coach that said that. Her coach of her team that no one knows the name of because no one knows the names.
Well, that was Bag's theory. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. It's getting weird.
Here's the guy I wish the Penguins would have went after, a nice Italian boy, Michael Pezzetta. He got some spice. 1 year, $750,000 to stay in Montreal. I like this guy. The Kings, they re-signed Elias Anderson for $750,000. But the guy I really like, Carl Grundstrom, 2 times 1.3. I'll take Grundstrom on my bottom six any day.
Yeah.
He had a great playoff.
He did, yeah.
Hey, for those scoring at home, Double A is making $1 million less than Adrian Kempe.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
The Kings could really win the Pacific.
A lot of people are picking him.
They could, yeah.
D'Angelo, Anthony D'Angelo. He's a flyer, but he signed 2 years, $5 million a year. So at least you'll have D'Angelo and Big Nick injuring people now. That's the two flyers. They won't score any goals, but at least they'll be hurting people.
It's back to their brands.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hope that Tortorella has a grudge against the Rangers and he can put more of his energy that way.
You know, I love Torts. I hate that he always coaches teams I hate. But, you know, I just think it's the wrong place, wrong time with that signing. He'll get every drop out of Konechny. He'll get every drop out of these guys. But when you're not a very good team, getting every drop still means you finish ninth. It doesn't mean anything.
Here's where you know that Chicago's tanking. They traded for Mrazek.
Well, there you go. Case closed.
Nothing says I'm trying to lose more than I'm putting Mrazek in.
Case closed.
Net.
Yeah.
Cassian from Edmonton to Arizona. Another guy could have been a Penguin. I guess he's making like over $4 million a year.
Yeah, he's getting paid way too much.
But he's a nice piece.
He's a good $2 million piece. He's getting paid double, I think.
I'll tell you what, though. You can have him, and we'll give you Pedersen, and I'll have P.O. Joseph play.
I know. Well, right? I can't throw rocks because I have Zucker and Pedersen and Marino on my team making too much money. But
would you rather have Cassian or
Cassian over Zucker every day of the week.
And over Pedersen.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Sound like a trade, Mr. No. Hextall.
The Penguins have two of the top four maybe worst contracts right now in the league.
Definitely.
Zucker is definitely the
definitely
worst.
Definitely one of the three worst contracts on earth.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's a horrible contract.
Especially for what guys are signing for right now.
Who's the Cleveland quarterback who's in jail or whatever. He's in massage parlor jail. He has a better contract than Jason Zucker's contract.
Yeah, at least it'll sell jerseys.
Yeah. Philly, the city of brotherly love, they waived Oscar Lindbaum, the guy who survived cancer, for the purposes of buying him out. Because, you know, Tortorella's like, I don't want someone who could be a liability.
Probably. Yeah.
What, he needs a checkup once every 6 months for cancer? No, get rid of him.
Wow.
Yeah, the feel-good stories will stop coming out of Philly now.
Probably.
Yeah. L.A.'s keeping Edler, $750,000. Scotty Bowman, way to stick up for your son. He just resigned from the Chicago Blackhawks. He'll pick up a paycheck from the Blackhawks after they canned his son a year ago.
Well, when the house is on fire, you just hope your son makes it out, too. Get to the door and wait to be reunited with the fireman.
Yeah.
Scotty looking for a job, so come on back, Scotty.
He's not going to stay retired. He's going to work forever.
It's the best. We talked about Talbot. We got that one there. Brian Marchment passed away, young man my age. A devastating NHL defenseman.
Yes.
I mean, injured a lot of people. Pretty much a dirty player, but in those days, you were allowed to be dirty, pretty much.
Sure,
and
back then,
he fought. So he fought his battles. Unlike great American hero Brooks Orpik could injure you and then just, turtle, I don't want to hit. Oh, I'm just playing the game hard. I don't know anyone to fight me.
Yeah, I don't like saying it. I don't like saying it even in this building, but knee to knees weren't really legal.
Well, don't say it.
I know.
Don't say it at 101.
I know. I'm not going to mention it.
That will not go down well.
But knee on knee hits weren't really illegal until Brian Marchment decided this is what I'm going to do to everyone. And then he just started throwing his knee everywhere. And the rule came in. They should call it the Marchment rule. It's like Avery standing in front of Rodor. That was because of him.
Yeah. Marchment just ran at everybody.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He'd run at teammates.
Yeah, he was not scared of anything. No. A great NHL player, terrible. He died so young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
Know exactly what happened. Natural causes.
That's bad, though.
But I mean, he was not. It was
you can't be natural when you're that young.
No, he was, and he wasn't like a steroid freak or nothing. He was just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, he was a good hockey player.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was
like a number four defenseman that you just wanted on your team.
Yes, you did. Yep.
He got traded everywhere because come deadline, we'll take Marchman.
We want that guy. Yeah.
Marchman will take somebody out.
Yeah.
We talked about Kirby Doc. The Flower, 2 years, $3.5 million in Minnesota. So Flower's sick of moving. He is a full no trade, which I guess could be dangled. Who knows what's going to happen? If Kirill doesn't come back, I mean, that's an AHL team. Sorry, Flower.
Yeah.
They lost Fiala, and then they lose Kirill.
Yeah, that's two big losses right there.
Yeah, and they're in cap hell until the buyout situations are over with Parisi. So they've got a lot of problems right now in Minnesota.
Just when they were getting good.
They got a lot of dead cap money in those buyouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like $12 million dead cap.
It's crazy.
People were like, oh, how's Gino and Letang? That's $12 million. Hey, Minnesota's got $12 million. You guys aren't even playing. I still don't get that about Dallas, how they paid Suter. Because now Klingberg, we'll check with the end of the show, could be signing anywhere. And I saw on the ticker on like Dallas's big needs was a top four defenseman. They had Klingberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they sign Suter?
Well, did they know that Klingberg was wanting to leave?
He's been wanting to leave ever since they paid Suter, and he knew there wasn't that much money left.
And him and Bonus had issues, but Bonus is gone now. I'm not sure. Dallas is a good team that, again, we go back to having a clear plan. I don't see what their clear plan is.
Detroit hired Bobby Boggs as assistant coach, which is just classy, Stevie Y.
Yeah.
Getting Bobby Boggs in there. And also, he protects your bench. If there's ever a shouting match between the glass,
yeah,
no one's tagging with Bobby Boggs.
Yeah, right.
And he really had become a beloved guy around the league from his playing days into the coaching days. He's just one of those guys everybody knows. I think for an assistant coach, it's important.
He got a raw deal like three times out of San Jose. I mean, they gutted the team when they hired him.
Yeah,
and then they went on like, you know, then there's in the bubble, and then they fired him 3 months too late for him to get another job. Not that I think he was a really good head coach, but you still don't treat people like that. Buffalo re-signed Olofsson. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
LA got Lemieux back. Lemieux's kid, or the young
Brendan.
Lemieux. Brendan, 1.35 this year.
That's about right. Yeah.
But Toronto is a ducky.
Oh, okay.
I think he'll fit in well with Sonny and Zegras.
I think
that'll be a nice little mixture.
Sonny's a UFA. He wasn't tendered.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, they got to keep him, right?
You got to keep Sonny, I would think, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. I would think they would try to get – I would think they'd have given big money to DeLaurier because as soon as DeLaurier left, they started taking the kids that were doing and-one videos and beating their heads in.
I don't know.
You know? I mean,
I don't know if
someone's got to protect him. Or at least Manson could throw a punch here and there. You know, I thought Manson was actually going back to the Duckies, but, you know, being a winner helps.
If they hadn't won, I bet you he does go back. I mean, who doesn't, you know, enjoy
Southern California? Yeah.
Although Denver's pretty great, too.
Denver, Vancouver got Lazar $1 million, but Vancouver got somebody else. Oh, they paid $4.75 for Mikhailov, the Toronto guy with speed. He's making $750,000 more than Adrian Kempe.
Yeah, well, Kempe got a bad deal.
Toronto gets that Kubel guy, the guy who dropped the cup, for $1 million. We forgot to say Phil Forsberg re-signed 8 years, $8.85 million in Nashville.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of dough.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's overpaid by about $1 million. Yeah. Which, in some of the bad contracts, it's not that bad. But in a hard cap league, and I know the cap's going up in 2025, which made a lot of these teams comfortable with some of these deals, knowing they're going to have a decent hike in 2025. But, some of these numbers are so weird that it's the same league.
I alluded to this. Colorado, Nikushkin, 8 years, $6.125. Now, would you rather have Nikushkin or would you rather have Forsberg?
It's so hard not to pick the guy that just won it.
I would go Nikushkin only because of the age, right?
I'd go with Nikushkin because of the money, because I'm saving $2 million and I'm still getting a really effective forward.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm going that way because of the money. If the money's equal, I'm probably going to pick Forsberg.
Yeah. I just Forsberg, and I'm, you know, I'm the mistress. I might pick him to win the West, or at least pick him to win the Pacific. But Nikushkin came up big in the playoffs.
He did.
I've never seen Fiala or Forsberg come up big in the
did
playoffs.
Did you see the
like? I mean, I kind of go with the guys.
That. Did you see his foot? An actual picture. Yeah. Of Nikushkin. That was ridiculous that he was putting that in a skate.
Yeah.
And able to still play in the NHL, let alone play well.
He did play well, too, with that.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, no, I like the guy a lot.
I'm big in rewarding playoff success. I'm not big in giving money for guys that have big regular seasons. But that's just me.
Well, that's clutch time. That's
I know you're thinking, well, you just gave Gino, and you're talking about Gino and Letang, and all. Yeah, they have three cups.
Yeah, and they've got playoff numbers.
Oh, yeah, Gino played on almost as bad a broken knee and almost beat the Islanders if it wasn't for Jari's bad play. When I'm going to get to Vitek Vanecek is now in New Jersey.
I think Jersey's reeling right now. I think they were counting Johnny Gaudreau as signed. Johnny Gaudreau came out today, turned down. 8 year.
Did he?
8 year, 10.5.
Wow.
He turned down Calgary at a 7 year, 10.2 or something like that. So he's turned down two offers that were going to make him close to $100 million in Calgary and in New Jersey. I think both teams had to figure they had him when they offered those contracts.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'll be surprised if he can get that somewhere else. I don't know if he should have turned that down so quick.
That's wild. I thought he was going to Jersey.
I think it scares me now that he's going to go to Philly. The Philly's offering $12 million a year.
That's
go ahead. Give that guy $12 million. Because, again, Johnny's a good hockey player. I like him. But I don't think that makes them good, and I think that puts them in a cap restraint immediately.
Johnny Hockey is a better hockey player than Fiala and Forsberg.
Yes.
Is 12 the highest in the league?
I think
Jesus makes like 12.5.
I think he makes close to 13. He's a great player. I don't think that I want to give him $10 million over 10 years if I'm a GM. Or $10 million for 10 years. I just think he's not that good.
The only winger that I thought was worth double digits is Patrick Kane.
Ovi, excuse me. Yeah.
Almost forgot about him. Yeah, those two. Other than that, I'll give a center double digits. I'm not giving a winger double
because a center has defensive zone responsibilities that they have to really pay attention to
and controls the game more. I think you can get any winger, but you can get the difference between Fiala and Kempe. Not that much. Now he's gonna be the guy we always go back to. Now is Kempe.
The
next 5 years.
It is pretty weird.
What was I gonna say? Darn it. Lose my mind. I get too many notes. Oh, Evander Kane. I don't have the number. 3 years. And what was it, like 6.5 or something?
Yeah, I think it's just over 6.
Well, he really came through for them.
He did. I would have hardballed him more. 3 years means I think he's a little too comfortable. I don't want him comfortable, but he played great for them. I think they probably wanted him back.
Yeah, you'd almost rather give him 7 for 1 year.
His numbers.
And be like, let's try this again next year.
Oh, absolutely.
And see if we want to do this again.
I think he's an $8 million winger 1 year at a time.
Oh, if he has zero problems,
1 year at a time.
His numbers were phenomenal.
Or even like 2.16.
Yeah.
2 for 8. 2 times 8. There you go. 3 is like... Because
something else happens, he's so not tradable. And by the way, the NHL has not closed the investigation with San Jose. So that was the other thing that I guess was holding it back a little bit, but not that they're going to suspend him, but he's still under investigation.
Just looking down the notes here, we're under the gun. Tampa Bay bringing back Legacy to back up the... Well, you know, if they're down to Legacy, then it's over. Vasilevsky is hurt. How about this one for the Penguins or anybody? Kubalik, it was a free agent. He was not tendered. How do you not build around Dominik Kubalik and DeBrincat?
Agreed.
I thought Kubalik was great.
He was.
He had a little down season last year, but that's a guy you want to build around.
I agree.
Well, let's not forget they traded their the at the time the best young goalie. I don't know if Nedeljkovic will still be considered that. But, I mean, they have just been throwing away these draft picks that are turning out okay.
Rob Thomas, Bobby T, got $8 million. 8.125, I believe, for 8 years in St. Louis. Don't tell me Doug Armstrong is the greatest GM of all time. That's ridiculous.
It's not a good move. That's a $2 million overpayment per year.
I would have to bring my big gun. From now on, Adrian Kempe is the right bar if you're playing euchre. Like, I can just bring Jake the Snake into this argument. You give him $2 million more than Jake? $3 million more than Rusty? I'd rather have Rusty than almost everybody I've put on this list. And I'm not even saying this out of Penguin loyalty. I'm saying this out of Mr. Elimination and two Stanley Cups and power play points and penalty killing and top line minutes and everything else he brings.
Well, that's the other thing with the Penguins.
You know what I mean? I mean, seriously.
Well, if you looked at preseason, or not preseason, when the season just ended, when you looked at the best free agents coming up, everybody's list of 10 had Rust, Malkin, and Gino. And for them to retain them all at the $6 million mark, only spend $18 million to get three of the top 10 guys that were going to hit the open market, you know, I just really got to give it to Hextall. He got it done.
Yeah. I have a question. Where do you think Matt Tkachuk stay at home?
I think they're going to give him a boatload because they're afraid that he's going to go. And I'm going to mess this up last week because I got him confused with the Ottawa guy. I get those two brothers confused. Yeah. They're going to have to pay him because if not, they're going to just, how are they going to build a new arena with an AHL team? They have to pay him.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Hockey's gone. They're going to have nobody.
They got to keep
Elias Lindholm's going to sell jerseys?
No. You got to keep him.
I mean, you have to keep him.
How much do you think he gets?
Because he's going straight to St. Louis, which is how I can't believe they paid Bob Thomas $8 million. If you're looking to get Tkachuk next year.
My other question is, where does Klingberg wind up, do you think?
Maybe Seattle. Maybe. I can go anywhere. Everyone can fit him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's better than almost every defenseman, and he's not going to break the bank. Last year, the defense, Letang's sorry he wasn't a free agent last year, because last year the money was stupid. I like Darnell Nurse, and I like Seth Jones. They're not worth $9 million a year.
No.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Other guys, too. What did they give them? The kid from Columbus is making like 9.5 because they were afraid to lose him.
Werenski.
And you can't tell the difference between him and Pedersen half the time.
No, that was a bad deal.
You know what I mean? I take that back. I mean, he's better. But you know what I mean, though? I mean, yeah, I'm just stupid money. Do you want to look up your phone? Because I'm going to go through the draft real quick. Slavkovsky went to Montreal. They skipped Shane Wright, who went to Seattle. He says he wasn't mean mugging him. They said he was looking into the camera and that the camera was over there. And okay, whatever.
Okay.
We'll take your.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to start right for Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Cooley, Pittsburgh kid, went to Arizona. So every kid from Pittsburgh likes going to Arizona, getting the sun. So sure he's going to be getting so many chicks. Nemec, defenseman, Jersey, went second. Owen Pickering, big kid. I like the Penguins draft pick. Big Dumoulin with more upside. Good kid. Tall, 6'4", can skate.
Big guy.
Marco Casper goes to your Detroit Red Wings.
I like that.
He looked good. I like the scouting report. I just like Stevie Y up at the podium. I just think he could still play.
Doesn't it?
Did you see him? His eyes looking through you? Like, I think he's going to win a face-off up there.
He does. He looks good. And the big guy that went to Montreal, who went number one.
Slavkovsky.
Yeah, Slavkovsky. He looks like he could be good.
They say he's the one guy that can come right out and play.
I could see it. He looks good.
Well, it's a good transition phrase, too, because while we were on the air, he signed his 3-year entry-level deal, so he will be at camp officially, no holdout from number one pick. Yager threw out a tweet saying he's still available about 40 minutes ago. Well, and people aren't clear if he's joking or not. Sportsnet retweeted it. We retweeted it in Canada.
Why not?
Dominic Kubalik, 2 years, $2.5 million, Detroit.
Oh! Ding, 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 ding. Look at that.
We got a winner.
And we're not done, Frase.
Stevie Y knows his stuff.
David Perron, 2 years, 4.7, Detroit.
Oh,
look at that.
Wow.
There's some goals. There's some goals there.
There we go. There you Stevie go. Y.
Wow, stealing them from the Bluesers, too. Hot the Bluesers. Can you believe the Bluesers paid Bob Thomas more than Perron?
No, and only last year you were like the third best team in the league, maybe. And now it's dissipating to nothing.
Good news at the bell, Andy.
Merry Christmas for the Red Wings.
I love it.
You have at least two really good lines right now.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Stevie Y getting it done.
And, you know, and I like having Mata and Sherrod, another couple guys playing a little deep back there. Huso's an upgrade.
Yep. We're putting it together.
Well, we said it last week. It's time to win now, Detroit.
Yep, I agree.
It's their time. They're
nice
done
going.
Building it.
Nice going,
I think that's it with all the notes, right?
We have a special guest, though. We want to do a quick...
Andy's mom want to
Andy's
come in and
mom
say hi?
Andy's mom is here. Susan, come on, Susan. Come on up and say hi.
She's mom. Very upset that McDonough left Tampa. Yes,
I bet you, yeah.
But
say hi and do it.
Hi, guys.
There you go. That
good
was
to
enough.
See you.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Hopefully, Palat resigns.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, you need him. Well, guys, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more news today as we move along here.
Yep. What's great is that we got a lot in now, so it's good. Summer programming
is
next
coming
week.
Up. Yeah, here we go. Well, we thank you all for joining us. A lot of interesting moves here. More, I'm sure, coming. Here as the free agents are signed, and we want to thank all of you for listening, as always, to Puck Off, Joe Bartnick, Andy Picaro, our great producer, Aaron, and we got the big guy coming in. Well, we got to do our plugs, though.
Oh, I'll be with the big guy in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
I would say, here's a little celebration music for the Wings and the Penguins. Ah, for Gino.
I love it.
Thank
there you,
Aaron.
You go.
So nice to see you again. Mrs. Picaro's the best.
Susan,
nice.
Yeah, she's awesome.
We love our nice Italian ladies.
Yeah,
it's the
she's
best.
Great.
Make the world go round. Here we go. Let's take it forever. Whiskey in a jar. We got to go. Bye-bye.
We got to go. Thanks a lot. Bye. We got like the